Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now beginning the fifth perek of Masachat Shabbat Bameh Behemah. We're on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Bet. And just a quick introduction to the perek. The handout has a little bit of this introduction. The Torah commands us to not only make sure that we don't do Malacha on Shabbat and the members of our household don't, but also that our animals, our domesticated animals, do not. And besides working them, such as plowing them, etc., a concern that comes up is what accoutrements are on the animal that would constitute caring or a concern about caring, meaning things that are inherently considered to be caring, perhaps like a certain kind of saddle, or things that might be on an animal that it might fall off and the animal would drag it as a result in Rishut HaRabim, and therefore we would be in violation of Shabbat for having our animal do Malacha. This perek picks up really from the middle of the first perek. If you remember, the first perek of Shabbat began with an introduction, with a presentation of the issue of caring. And as Tosfot pointed out, that we mentioned it then, it's a malacha grua. It's such a simple and a non-obtrusive act that we need to continue to reinforce the consideration of it. And therefore, it was brought at the beginning of the Masachet Shabbat, and then from then on, Shabbat went through, the Masachet went through sort of a chronological sequence from Erev Shabbat into the evening with all the preparation of food and issues of cooking and Hatmana, which was the third and fourth perek. And now we pick that up and go back to the issue of caring. The fifth perek will deal with what animals may wear and have on them, and the sixth will talk about humans. And there'll be a certain crossover between the two prakim. Right, let's get started. So what may an animal wear, what may it not wear? Yotzei ha-gamal be'afsar. A camel can go out with an afsar, which is a kind of a nose ring. V'na'aka b'chatam. A na'aka, we'll see, is a female camel. Can go out with another kind of a nose ring. We'll see the difference between them. V'luvdikim b'prumbia. Luvdikim, we'll see what kind of an animal it is. The Gemara will discuss it. Can go out with a bit. V'sus basher, a horse can go out with a collar. V'chol ba'alei hasher yotzin basher v'nimshachin basher. All things that normally go out with a collar can go out with a collar and can be pulled with a collar. We'll see more details about that in the Gemara. U'mazin aleihen v'tovlan bimkoman. These last four words have to do with issues of tum'ah v'tahara. Let's say that the collar became t'mei mate. It was in a house where somebody had died, and therefore it has to have haza'at mechatat on it, or it needs to go into the mikvah. That can be done while it's on the animal. So we'll deal with those details also at the end of the Gemara. Back to the beginning. Mai na'aka b'chatam. What does that mean? Amarava b'chan na'akata chivarte, so that's the white camel, bizmama de parzala. It's an iron ring, a nose ring. Uvdikim prumbia. So what's a luvdikim? Amaravuna chamara luva, meaning a Libyan donkey, which is very expensive, befage de parzala, with an iron ring. Now, little story about a Libyan donkey. Levi, shadar zuze leve chozoe. Levi sent money to Bei Chozoe, which is quite a distance. This was after Levi had already left Israel and come to Bavel. Lemizban le chamara luva, but he wanted to have them to send a Libyan donkey, a very expensive item. Saru Shadrule Sare. So they put together his money and sent it back with some barley. Lamemar Denigre de Chamra Sari. The best way to build your donkey up is give him barley. In other words, don't waste your money on buying this expensive donkey. You can have a very good donkey if you feed him barley properly. Okay. Amri Uramar Shmuel. Machlifin lifne rabbi shel zo bezo mahu. So Shmuel tells a story that in Rebbe's Beit Midrash, they asked Rebbe, what happens if you take the gamal's nose ring and use it for the na'aka or vice versa? Meaning, in one case, the ring is going to be insufficient for keeping the animal in place. Now, at this point, we should mention what the basic principles here are. There are three kinds of things that you're going to put on an animal. One of them is going to be to keep it in place, like a leash, like a collar. One of them is going to be for its own protection, let's say, and one of them is going to be for a decoration. Something that works for decoration is certainly asur. Something that is used for necessary shmirah for it is mutar, something that keeps it in place. But something that may be in between them, like something that's a little bit too much and guards too much, or maybe something that will be insufficient. What's of that? So that's the question that was asked of Rebbe. What happens if they swap them? So na'akabaf saloti bailach. So the female camel, which needs more shmirah, and you give her the nose ring that the male camel usually gets, which is not as strong, certainly is not a question. Kevin to lominter abeik, since she won't be watched with that masuyu, then she's just carrying it. That's called carrying. Question is, the male camel with the stronger nose ring, the one that's overkill, if you will, is that okay? Kevin to sagile beafsar, since an afsar would be enough for him. Masuyu, so therefore this is considered carrying. Or perhaps if it guards extra, it's extra strong and extra more than necessary, then maybe that's not considered a masui, a burden. So Amar lefana Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. This is all the conversation happening in Rabbi's Beit Midrash. So Rabbi's colleague, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, says, Kach Amar Abba, quotes his father, who was Rabbi's Rabbi, Arba Beimot Yotzot Be'afsar. We have the statement. Four animals can use the afsar. Remember, that's the stronger one. Hasus, v'hapered, v'hagamal, v'hachamor. All right? So that is the weaker one. So you see here that it sounds like only the gamal and not the na'aka. All right? Now, question is, what's that? What's the implication of that statement? Limute mai, what's that excluding? Lav limute gamal bachatam, isn't that saying that a gamal can only wear an afsar and not something which is too strong for it? Chatam, lo, limute naka bafsar. It's just saying that only these four animals can wear an afsar and not a naka because it's not enough for it, which means we haven't solved the problem. Matnita Tana, we have a brayta that says Luv Dekim, again the donkey, v'gamal yotzin be'afsar. So we see the gamal can wear the afsar, and it sounds as if we have settled it that the gamal may not wear the chatam, because that is too much. All right, now Ketanai, the answer is this entire issue is really machloket Tanaim. Whether putting something on an animal that is extra and over more than necessary, sort of redundant shmirah, is considered a masui. Manita tana luv, sorry, tanai ein chaya yotza besoger, a wild animal cannot go out with a metal collar. Chananya may yotza besoger, it can. Uvechol davar mishtamer, anything that guards it. So it sounds like Chananya says that extra shmirah is not a masui. But my skin, what are we talking about? Ilem b'chayagdola, if it's talking about a big wild animal, like a tiger or something, misagile sogar, that's not going to be enough for it anyways. Vela b'chayag tana, must be something small, like a cat. Milo sagila sugar, isn't that more than enough? Alav chatula kibinayu. In other words, a middle-sized chaya, that would be the right thing to put on. It must be a really small thing, like a cat. Right, which means that according to Chananya, even though it is more than necessary, it's permitted. Tana Kama Savar, Kevan Asagila Mitna Ba'alma, since a cat, you could just put a little leash on it, and that would be enough. Masuihu, therefore the collar, this heavy collar, is too much and is a masui. Chananya Savar, Kon Tirute Yeter, Talavam Lormina Masuihu. Chananya holds that extra shmirah is not a masui. Huna Barchia Amar Shmuel, here we go, Halacha Kechananya. Remember that line is going to come back to us. And Shmuel says, we rule like Chananya, that extra Shmirah is fine. Okay. Now, Levi Bered Ravuna Barchia, Varaba Bar Ravuna, Vuka'az Libu Orcha. We got a story. Levi, not our Levi, but Rabba Bar Ravuna, so Ravuna's son, and Levi, who was Rav Chia's grandson, were walking on the way, Vuka'az Libu Orcha. Kadme Chamra de Levi Lechamra de Rabba Bar Avuna. So kind of a strange story, at least to us, but we do hear other stories like this where if people's animals, one went in front of the other, the one whose animal was in back took it as a personal slight. So the Levi's donkey walked in front of Rabba Bar Avuna's donkey. Chalash date Rabba Avuna. Rabba Bar Avuna felt insulted. Amar emale milta kihechi. So Levi said, you know what, I'll say something to make him feel better. Amarle, he said, Chamor shasakav ra'im kegonze. He says, if you have a donkey who's undisciplined, like that one, pointing to his own, trying to indicate that the donkey was acting on his own. Mahu, let's say, beprum b'yab Shabbat. Can he go out with a bit on Shabbat, which is more than needed for a donkey? Because the Luvdikim don't need that. So the answer is, Amar le, achim arvuch, mishmeinu Shmuel, alchak Hananya. Your father said in Shmuel's name that we rule like Hananya, which means that he can use extra shmirah. Okay. Tanid ve'menashia. Eiz shechakak la ben karnehal. Let's say you have a goat, and you make holes in its horns. You could use that camel nose ring on the horns of the goat. Bar Rav Yosef, tachav la bizkanam mahu. What if instead you stuck it into its beard, which is very rough and something could stick in there? Keva di minatach la kaivla. So one of the concerns that we have, as I mentioned earlier, is that the animal might drop it or pull it out and then carry it. But here, since if the animal were to pull it out, it would hurt its own hair, it won't do that. But sometimes it'll just kind of on its own get weak and fall out. And the animal will drag it, arbamot, in Rishut Rabim, and therefore, lechatchila, we shouldn't put it on. Teku. Now, by the way, even the position that would prohibit is not prohibiting because it's seen as a masui, as a burden, which is actually carrying, but it is a gzerah, like we are going to see in the sixth parak in many things with people's accoutrements, that they shouldn't wear in the public because they are likely to take them off in public and then walk with them or bamot. So the same thing here. Tranatam. So we have in our last Mishnah, it says, V'lo b'rtzua shebein karneha, that a cow should not go out on Shabbat with the strip between its horns, which is put for decoration. Amar b'Yirmiyah bar Abba, pligi bar Rav u'Shmuel. So there's actually a machloket about this between Rav and Shmuel. Yichad amar bein lenoi bein l'shomer asur. One of them, we don't know which one yet, one of them said, whether this is a decoration or actually it's something that's going to hold them down, it's asur. Chad amar lenoi asur l'shomer mutar. The other one said, no, if it's a decoration, it's asur, but if it's going to hold them in place, then mutar. Amar Yosef. So now again, we're trying to figure out who said what. We think that it's Shmuel who took the lenient position that if it's guarding, then it's okay. Why? Because Shmuel already said, which means extra guarding. Anything that's used to guard, even if it's more than necessary, is okay. So Abaye turns to his Rebbe and says, Rav Yosef, my Rebbe, I could prove to you that Shmuel was likely the one who said it's asur in all cases, even the Shamer. Why? And we know Shmuel machlifin lifnei Rebbe. We have this at the beginning of the parak that they asked Rebbe, what if it was swapped? Shelzo bezo mahu. And Amar on the phone of Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi. And what did Rabbi Yossi's son answer in that sitting? Kacham Rabbi quoted his father saying, "Arbabe mod yotzot b'afsar asus haper gamal v'achamor." And so he said, there's four, and we think only four that can go out with the afsar, right? And lav lemute gamal v'chatam, doesn't that exclude that the camel can't go out with something that's too much? Which means if this cow doesn't need it, then this strip is too much, and therefore it's masui, even though it's being used to guard. So the Gemara then says, samiha mikamiha. So you're right. That second statement is an error. So delete it. So if you have a contradiction and there's just no way to resolve it, which means one of the statements in error, why did you decide to remove that second statement and to keep Shmuel saying halacha kechananya? Why don't you switch? The answer is, because we have a third and deciding statement where Shmuel was the one who said that if it's being used for shmirah, it's okay. Tidmar avchia barashi amar rav. Bein lenoi, bein l'shamer asur, v'rav chiyah v'ravin amar Shmuel lenoi asur, l'shamer mutar. And here we have an explicit statement where Shmuel said that the sort of thing that if used for decoration would be considered to be a burden, but if it's used for watching, then it's considered to be okay, and therefore we would say the same thing about the strip between the horns of the cow. So meitevei k'shara ba'aleha b'moseira, let's say, now this is talking about paraduma. Remember, paraduma also is an isur of malacha. And if it did melacha, it invalidates it. So kshara ba'ala b'mosera, let's say the owner tied the para aduma with a leash, kshara. That's not a violation. But if you think that Shmirah is considered a masui of any sort, because we're saying that extra Shmirah is considered a burden. But if that's the case, then this parad numa is invalid, because the Torah says it cannot have had a burden on it. So Amar Abaye b'molichami ir la'ir. This is not talking when you leave it alone. This is when you're walking it from city to city, where you have to have something around it. Rav Amar Shani parad de dameha yikarin. He has a different take. He said parad numa is very expensive, and therefore we allow extra shmira on it, and it's not considered a burden. Ravina Rav Moredet. Ravina could say it's a parad. It's not well disciplined, like Levi's donkey, and that's why it needs it. Okay. The horse. The horse can go out with a collar and all things that wear a collar, right? It says, Yotzin and Nimshachin. My Yotzin and my Nimshachin. What does that mean? Am Rav Huna, O Yotzin Kruchin, meaning they can walk out with a rope wrapped around their neck, O Nimshachin, or being pulled by it. Ushmuel Amar, no, Yotzin Nimshachin ve'en Yotzin Kruchin. They can only go out being pulled and not Kruchin. So Yotzin Vinim Shachin is now two parts of the same action, not two alternatives. But Manita Tana Yotzin Kruchin Limashech. So a Braita kind of puts them together. They can go out with the rope around their neck to be pulled. But they can't walk out with the rope just hanging around their neck and not being held by anybody. Amrav Yosef Chazina Lehule Igle Deve Rav Huna. I saw in Rav Huna's house the calves going out. Yotzin Baf Srehen Kruchin B'Shabbat. They had their lassos, and they were around their neck on Shabbat. Ki'at Rav Dimi Amrav Mechanina Mola'ot, that's mules. Shal Beit Rebbe Yotzot Baf Srehen B'Shabbat. Same thing with Rebbe's mules. Ibayalu Kruchin Onim Shachin. When they went out, were they being pulled or were they just hanging around their neck? So Toshma Ki'at Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Amar Rabbi Chanina. We now have a report from Rabbi Chanina, Mula'ot Shobet Rabbi Yotzob Zafsarin Kruchim B'Shabbat. So this is now the same Rav Dimi's version, except that in here he adds the words Kruchim. So we now have a report from Rabbi Chanina's house. Rav Dimi, who's one of the Nechute, who comes from Eretz Yisrael de Bavel, reports that Rabbi Chanina said, I saw Rebbe's mules going out with the Afsar on Shabbat. And then we have another report where Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda came and said, that Rabbi Chanina said, I saw the mules coming out Kiruchim B'Shabbat. All right, now Amru Ravonan Kamed Ravasi. So now the students asked Ravasi, here, this is Ravasi in Bavel, Ravasi, Rav student, Hadi Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Lo Tzricha. He said, we didn't need the second report. Why? I mean, Rav Dimi Nafka. We got it from Rav Dimi, who already said they go out. If you think all Rav Dimi was saying was that the mules in Rebbe's house went out pulled by a rope, then we got that from Shmuel. Again, the question asked of Rebbe, what if they put the right one on the other animal? From Shmuel, right? So we already figured out from there that it can go out nimshachim. So Rav Dimi's testimony must have been kruchin. And so therefore, Shmuel Bar Yehuda is just restating it, but it's not a necessary thing. So Amar Ravasi, Ravasi said, no, we needed it. It's tarich lehu. Deim it Rav Yehuda nafka. If you go back to that last statement we had, all we know is that Rav Shmuel Bar Yossi presented it to Rebbe. We don't know that Rebbe accepted it. We don't know that it was the halacha. Kamash Malan Rav Dimi. Therefore, Rav Dimi's report tells us that Rebbe allowed his donkeys to go out, but we only know that the minimal thing, which would be, Rav Dimi Avmeina Hanimili Nimshachin, maybe that's only if they're pulled by it, but not Kruchin, not wrapped around, hanging loose. Kruchin lo, Rav Shmuel Rav Yehuda. So therefore we needed really three statements. The first to introduce it, but we don't know that Rebbe accepted it. The second one to tell us Rebbe accepted it, but maybe minimally that's Nimshachin. And the third to tell us that Rebbe accepted it all the way, which is Kruchin also. Okay, the end of the Mishnah introduced the issue of Tum'ah or Tahara. Tahara from Tum'ah. So the first question is, are you going to tell me that these collars used for animals can be Mekabel Tum'ah? After all, we have the Mishnah and Kelim. Tabat Adam Tme'av, Tabat Pe'imav, Kelim, Shar Kol HaTaba'ot, Tehorot. That only a ring that's used for people, or made for people, can get Tum'ah. One's made for animals, and all the kelim for animals are tahor. So the case must be that it was originally made for a man, and then it was used for an animal. It was given to an animal. Rav Yosef Amar, who il v'adam oshech b'matah b'ma, he had a different take. He said it could be always made for the animal, but since it, the person is going to hold on to that ring to pull the animal, it's considered a kli adam. Milo, Tanya, and I'll prove it to you from this brayta, makel shel b'ma shel matachet mekabel tumah. If you have a cattle prod, which is metal, it's mekabel tumah. Matam, who il v'adam oradem b'hem, because the person swats with it. Hachrami, who il v'adam oshech b'hem, the same thing here, the person pulls with it. Okay? Then we said tovlan bimekoman, that you can be matbil the rings right where they are. Vayika chatzitza. The problem is that they're right on the finger on the limb of the animal. There's a chatzitza there. There's the water can't get in. So I'm Rabbi Ami b'shirit chan. It's talking about a case where you use the pliers and then to open it up, so now they're loose. So leimi Rabbi Ami k'Rav Yosef sfirolei. Right, it sounds like he holds like Rav Yosef that says this does not have to be a human ring that was then used for animals. It could be an animal ring, but since humans contact with it and use it, therefore it's mekabel tumah, right? Because deikra b'yitzchak napacha, v'yelak b'yitzchak napacha, adam ra'im menoy adam menoy behema. Because, after all, what was his explanation? Rabbi Yitzchak Napacha said the reason this is Makabel Tumah is because it was originally made for people. But now it's for the animal. So since it was originally made for people, it's Makabel Tumah. Now you gave it to the animal, you didn't change anything. The problem is here you did change something, right? Which is, Kevan Deritchan Avad Bo Maaseh Parcha LaTumah Minayu. The minute you physically change the thing for the animal, it's now not Noy Adam anymore. And since, according to Rabbi Yitzchak Napacha, it's about where it's going to sit, not who uses it, therefore, the minute that you adjust it for the animal, it's no longer mekabel tumah. Ditnan, famous Mishnah in Kelim, kol hakelim yordin l'idei tumatan machshava. A kli can become vulnerable to tumah with just intent. When you decide, I'm done, I'm finished making it. V'ein olin mitumatan l'shinui maaseh, but it can't leave its status of tumah unless you actually go and do something to it, like break it down or something in order to reshape it, or scrape some of the primer off because you want to repaint it or something like that. So it's the answer. That when you do an action which is purely improvement, like widening it, that's not changing its status. Right? You'd have to actually break it down or scratch some off, like I said, in order to then revert it back to the pre-tumah times. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lo Amar Shinui Maaseh LeTaken El LeKalkel Manita Tanya Memechul Alin. We have a brayta that says that the rings themselves were hollow, and therefore the water can get in any case, and therefore that problem doesn't exist. And then you don't have to deal with changing it. Okay, Shal Tamir Achad Megalel Elyon at Rabbi Eliezer. Well, now we go back to first generation post-Churban. A student from the Galil asked Rabbi Eliezer, Shamati Shechokim Ben Tabat L'Tabat. I heard that that we distinguish between different kinds of rings. I don't know what the specifics are, but I heard that makes such a distinction. Amarlo, so Rabbi Eliezer said, Shema lo shamata elinyan Shabbat. What you heard is regarding Shabbat, and we'll hear about that in the sixth parak. De elinyan tuma dovado achadahi. But as far as for tuma goes, they're all one. Elinyan tuma dovado achadahi, really, are all rings considered the same halacha for tuma? Vatnan tabata dam tmeyav, tabat peymav, chelim sharkol tabato tohorot. We just saw the Mishnah that said that a ring for people is mekabel tuma, but not for animals. So, yes, Rabbi Eliezer is referring to human rings. Is it true that all human rings made for humans are cut of one cloth for tumah? If you have a ring that is made there in order to, like as a belt buckle, or is to tie together your tunic, tahora. That's tahor. The only one that's tmeah is the one that goes on your finger. So that's what Rabbi Lezer meant. A human ring for the finger. Is it really, are all finger rings dealt with the same way? But none. We have a Mishnah. Tabat shel matechet. V'chotama shel almog. Let's say you have a ring which is metal, but its setting, its seal is coral. Tmeah. But he shall almog b'chot mashal matachet. Reverse it. If the ring is made of coral and the seal is metal, then tohara. So Zuki Amrale, you nami kula shamatechet kamrale. Yes, Rabbi Elazar was referring to a fully metal ring. Okay. So then you got to wonder in Shabbat, where do we make the distinction? And we'll see that in the sixth parak, as far as the gender and who's wearing it, etc. V'od shal. So the student asked another question. Shamati shachokin ben machat l'machat. I heard that we distinguish between different kinds of needles. This could be Shabbat, but probably tumah. Shabbat. That was only, you must have heard about Shabbat. The inyan tuma davada achati. Rabbi Elazar had the same answer. The distinction between rings is for Shabbat. The distinction between needles is for Shabbat. Inyan tuma davada achati. Really, are all needles dealt with the same way for tuma? Fatnan. Mishnah and kelim machat shenital chuda. Let's shenital chora. Sorry, uktsa tohara. Let's say you have a needle. And the area where the hole is, or the sharp end is gone. It's tahor; it can't function anymore. So it's a king amr lebishlema. There's a Rabbi Elazar meant only if it's a complete. Lebishlema dovda achati. Really, are all complete needles the same and subject to tuma? But non machat shehel tach chaluda. Let's say a needle gets rusty. Imakevet hatfira torah. If you can't sew with it anymore, it's tahor. If you love tamea. Says, you know what it means? It means that when you stitch with it, and some of the rust would get on the clothes. So then it's not tameh anymore. So it's kamrale. Yeah, he's talking about good needles. Shifa dovada achati, or really good sharp needles, all the same. Batanya machat bein nekuva. Bein inan nekuva mutar letatala b'shabbat. A needle, whether it has a hole in it or not, you could carry it on Shabbat. This is talking about not carrying outside, but it's talking about as far as muktzah goes. The issue of it having a hole is only for tuma, which means if it doesn't have a hole like a pin, it's not mekabel tuma. So he says, no, what they're talking about is the rough material before it's actually been shaped. Then, as far as tuma goes, it's not mekabel tuma yet, because not yet a kli. But once it has, it is a kli, whether it has a hole or not, it is going to be mekabel Tuma. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick it up in Yirtzeh Hashem in the next podcast at the Mishnah Nun Bet Amud Bet. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.